Welcome to the audio version of In Touch Online for mid-August 2020, with an introduction from the Deputy Provincial Grand Master. As many of you will know, I'm not someone who expends an enormous amount of energy on talking about things that don't matter. I like to weigh up differing viewpoints and, having given them a great deal of consideration, I'm then quite happy to offer my opinion. It's why I now feel able to make a few comments on the quite incredible efforts being made by so many brethren to prepare for a return to Masonic activity. There has been much work behind the scenes, preparing risk assessments and lodge-specific COVID-19 protocols. Every aspect of the work has been carried out by energetic volunteers, and all with one aim in view, the happiness of the members. In the last newsletter, the Provincial Grand Master acknowledged that for some brethren, the UGLE decision to rescind the suspension notice was seen as being a little premature, particularly in view of the restrictions on what a lodge could and could not do with regard to the ceremonies. For others, the adaptations to the ceremonies were perceived as not being synonymous with the desire to apply Masonic symbolism to such items as the hoodwink and cable toe. In a chat with the provincial orator, I was reminded of the words of Harry Carr, who said, "Symbolism is not an exact science. There are no rules by which we can measure the authenticity or logic or the accuracy of one's interpretations." I trust lodge committees will not allow the thought that there is only one way to do something to unduly influence a decision to initiate a candidate or pass a brother to the degree of a fellowcraft. The Provincial Grand Secretary has received notification from a number of Masonic halls with regard to their ability to meet the quite exacting requirements of the government's COVID-19 guidelines and how they can apply them to the suggestions contained in the General Guidance for the Resumption of Masonic Meetings, jointly published with Supreme Grand Chapter. Brethren, it's simply amazing that Masonic Hall committees throughout the province have been able to undertake the work required in order that they could arrive at a conclusion on whether to open their doors or not, as the case might be, and the costs of implementing any recommendations and changes suggested in the assessment process. Remember, the essential consideration was that the Masonic Hall committee could ensure the building is COVID-19 secure, and that the facility provides a safe environment for Masonic meetings, and that all legislation has been complied with. I would remind you that the general guidance states that the following activities are not yet permissible under the current restrictions: singing, the ceremony of raising, and festive boards. It is also strongly recommended that the practice of wearing white gloves be suspended in favour of regular hand washing or sanitising instead. I'm able to confirm that the Provincial Grand Master has mandated that white gloves and lodge officer collars should not be worn in any craft lodge meeting until further notice. Finally, brethren, many congratulations to Vaston Lodge, who will be holding their September meeting at Brother Paul Sharp's Cricklade facility. I understand this will very much be a return to the original format of ancient Freemasonry, including a first for Wiltshire, a hand-drawn tracing board. I'm only sorry that I will be unable to attend the meeting, but feel sure a report of the proceedings will appear in a future edition of In Touch Online. On Tuesday, the 1st of September, a very special event hosted by Vaston Lodge will welcome to Wiltshire Professor John Dickey, a celebrated author, historian, and academic. Professor Dickey is Professor of Modern Italian at University College London and will speak about his latest book, The Craft: How the Freemasons Made the Modern World, and afterwards will take part in a question and answer session facilitated by the editor. The meeting starts promptly at 7 p.m. and all inquiries to join the meeting should be made by email to pcowiltshire@gmail.com. The Lodge has been very active during the suspension period, holding a regular Tuesday evening learning and discussion meeting, which has proven to be extremely popular. At the beginning of August, the Lodge members welcomed Michelle Warville, Communications Director of the United Grand Lodge of England, and during the lockdown have entertained the Provincial Orator, Brother Sean Dunbreaker, and representatives of the Royal Arch and Mark Master Masons. Visitors are always welcome. In 2019, the Provincial Grand Master launched the Wiltshire Masonic Charity Foundation, a fund whose purpose is to enable a prompt response for one-off applications providing essential support to Wiltshire brethren and their dependents who have an urgent and immediate need. The WMCF will also support smaller charities within Wiltshire. With your support, the aim is to build an endowment fund of £1 million. We hope to achieve this with monthly donations and legacies. The foundation will invest this money to generate annual interest, which will be used to pay out grants. the WMCF will work closely with the Masonic Charitable Foundation, which is better able to provide longer-term financial, family and medical support. The Wiltshire Masonic Charity Foundation is your charity and it needs your support to make it a success. You can support the WMCF by making a planned giving commitment or by providing for a legacy gift in your will. For further details on how you can make a difference, contact your Lodge Charity Steward or the Provincial Charity Steward, Derek Gibbons. It was Benjamin Franklin who said there were only two things certain in life, death and taxes. I'd like to add a third, namely the costs associated with running UGLE, the province and your Lodge Masonic Hall or meeting place. I mention them because it is important to realise that during the period of lockdown, the usual income streams have dried up. For example, no bar sales, which, while incurring zero costs in terms of stock purchases, also results in zero profit. And it is the profit made on bar sales which plays a significant part in providing the revenue flow, which helps to keep your Masonic Hall afloat. Another element is the hall rental, included in your lodge subscriptions, which incidentally also includes modest contributions to UGLE, the province, and the Masonic Charitable Foundation. I know it's fashionable to offer a collective groan when the Treasurer announces a rise in lodge subscription rates, and long may that tradition continue, but in truth, we all know that nothing comes for free. And despite the humorous comments suggesting the Treasurer and the Secretary might be enjoying a Caribbean cruise at the members' expense, we all smile and pay up. By the way, we all know the Treasurer and Secretary to be thoroughly upstanding men and not at all interested in cruising. At the start of lockdown, UGLE and the province issued statements in which they made it clear that there would be no increase to subscriptions in the coming year. What neither body could do was to reduce or cancel subscriptions entirely. After all, the essential structure of both organisations requires an income stream to meet routine and regular expenditure, something which I am sure we all understand and appreciate. The same economic principles apply to our Masonic halls, which must meet the many associated costs of providing a facility, such as council tax, insurance premiums, utilities, and essential maintenance repairs and improvements. Pandemic or not, such costs are still incurred. Having spoken to a number of lodge treasurers, I am delighted to hear that subscription payment levels are in line with what can properly be described as normal. And on behalf of your lodge and the province, I want to say a huge thank you to everyone who has fulfilled their obligation to the lodge, of which they are a member, by paying their annual subscription. But what of those who haven't as yet paid their dues? The first thing to say is that for some, the reasons may be nothing more than it's their usual practice to pay at the last moment, while for others, the issue might be a little more complicated and even associated with the loss of their employment. Brethren, my plea to anyone who is experiencing a problem in finding the money to pay their subscription is simply this. Don't delay in making the Treasurer or Secretary aware of your predicament in order that proper consideration can be given to ways in which your annual subscription can be managed. And remember, your continued membership of the Lodge is very important to everyone, including the province and Freemasonry in general. While on the subject of personal crisis, please do not forget that a support network exists to help every Freemason who requires help and assistance. The Lodge Almoner is available to offer initial help and advice. The Provincial Almoner will liaise with the welfare and support teams at the Masonic Charitable Foundation. And every member can make direct contact with the MCF using the confidential telephone helpline. Remember, it's okay to not be okay. Have you seen our updated website? A great colour scheme, fresher, cleaner, and a more contemporary look and feel is just one of the many comments made about the province's new look website. Gone is the strident green background to be replaced by softer, pastel greys. New page headers add to the overall experience, making the website easier to read. A new header reflects the open window, allowing visitors to see what Freemasonry in Wiltshire is all about, while at the same time conveying the time-honoured symbolism of straight, undeviating lines, right angles, horizontals and perpendiculars. The streamlined drop-down menus are now easier to read with larger white text set against a soft grey background. New modern typefaces coupled with larger print makes reading website pages easier on the eyes, which is especially welcome to our members who experience issues with their eyesight. An all-new landing page designed specifically for membership inquiries, which can be accessed with a single click from the front page. We will be using the new membership inquiry landing page URL on all our social media posts. easier viewing on all platforms. Whether you view the site on your mobile phone, iPad or tablet, laptop or PC, the images are crisp and clean, the typeface easy to read. And a little bit of fun when you open the website sees the provincial logo topple into place, with Wiltshire Freemasons entering from right to left. Movement to bring a smile to your face. Members of the Sarsen Club joined with our new and young Masons in welcoming Right Worshipful Brother Gareth Jones, Provincial Grand Master for South Wales and Third Grand Principal, to an evening organised by the young and new Masons into Club Social. In his talk to the club, Gareth pointed out the important role of new and young Mason clubs in organising social activities and introducing the fun element into Freemasonry. Thank you for listening.